Street Corner Symphony is a syndicated radio show that brings back the human voice.
Your ears are picking up the sweet sound of the Street Corner Symphony at that magical corner of Hart Street and Human Voice Avenue. I'm Stompin' Zemo, your personal tour guide back to that corner. And it's just as you left it. Welcome back, and let the doo-wops begin. And there's your first case of mistaken identity this hour on the Street Corner Symphony, the Tokens. Coincidentally, another Tokens group, likewise from Brooklyn, New York, went to number one with The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Those other Tokens you heard doing a song called Doom Lang, recorded for Gary Records back in 1958. We'll take you back to 1959 now on the Street Corner Symphony. Wally Roker, the bass of the Heartbeats, starts off the group on 1 Million Years. Today's the day on the Street Corner Symphony, and there you have Philadelphia favorite Maureen Gray.
Street Corner Symphony.
This is some of the magic that happened with the tape recorder rolling in the basement of St. Bernadette's Church in East Haven, Connecticut, on one February night in 1956. Here it is, the Five Satins in the Still of the Night.
Which you thought the human singing voice had been lost, the Street Corner Symphony brings it back.
I'm through with my old love. I loved her through and through.
Street Corner Symphony.
A Change Is Gonna Come from their Life Could Be a Dream album. That is the featured group on the Street Corner Symphony, and they are Street Corner Renaissance, and they're going to be back with us next week on the Street Corner Symphony. And then on April 20th, they're going to be performing in Venice, Florida, at the Venice, Florida Community Center, April 20th, 2023, Thursday night. I'm Stompin' Zemo. I want to thank Maurice Kitchen, founding member of Street Corner Renaissance, for joining me in the Celebrity Spotlight. Looking forward to our conversation next week, as well as some more great music from Street Corner Renaissance. I want to thank you for listening to the Street Corner Symphony. Thanks as well to additional production voices Inger Tudor and Harold Seals with two L's. And of course, we can't forget tipping our Street Corner Symphony hats and thanking our research director and the deputy liaison to the liaison manager, Glenn Garber. And to take you up to the top of the hour in station identification, an instrumental that fellow band leader Renee Hall arranged for the Ernie Fields Orchestra. It's called the Teen Flip. Thanks again for listening. Have a great week. See you next time on the Street Corner Symphony.
For more information, email stompinzemo@gmail.com. That's stompinzemo@gmail.com.